The Traveler's Journal, January 4th. Down in Death Valley. Yesterday, we explored a slew of California paradises. A short description of the huge desert along that state's border with Nevada might match many concepts of hell. With annual rainfall of less than 2 inches and summer temperatures that often reach 120 degrees, Death Valley is the driest, hottest place in America. At 282 feet below sea level, the valley's Badwater Salt Flats are the low point of the Western Hemisphere, the floor of an evaporated prehistoric lake whose waters once lapped 600 feet up the steep mountains that surround it. It is also vast. Years ago, Death Valley National Monument was redesignated a national park and became the largest in the lower 48 states. At 5,200 square miles, it is bigger than the state of Connecticut. Death Valley is also a place of contrast and paradox, of hard rock and sifting dunes, of blinding light and Stygian shadow, of absolute silence and singing sands, of quick death and near immortality. The bristlecone pines that cling to Telescope Peak, the park's high point, are the Earth's longest-lived species. Pharaohs still ruled Egypt when some of today's residents first took root. Despite the heat-bleached landscape, there are riots of color, hills of pink, green, and yellow, a mineral palette swirled by erosion's hand into natural clays and Kandinskys that turn gold as the sun sets. And though it is the definition of desolation, Death Valley also hosts more than 1 million visitors each year. They come to experience its extremes. Death Valley is like no place else on Earth. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.